Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. A man from Fonka, ye ni chefa. But you won't beat me at what Abu Ameka cry. Why ain't I here mine, ya so fool? Am I in a jewel?
Started the year with us, and we are in the third week of December. I want you to, for a moment, say, God, I thank you. Open your mouth and say, God, I thank you.
Father, we
say, God, I thank you.
Father, we
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Father,
we give you praise.
Father,
we honor you. Father, for you started with us. Through the events, through the occasions,
Lord,
through the times, and you have brought us this far. We don't take it for granted, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
For you are
this morning we've gathered once again, Lord. Father, to hear your word. Bible says, in your presence are pleasures evermore. Pray that, Father, you speak to us this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, we will hear your word. That we will not leave as we came. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, every hindrance, every resistance to the word, we come against it. Father, speak to our hearts and our needs. Encourage us this morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you for your visitation. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So, on our calendar, the month of December in Christendom, we call it Advent. And the 4 weeks that leads to Christmas, we have themes on hope, peace, love, and joy, that we learn to welcome our King. So we are in that season of Advent. And last week, Papa Catechist, using the passage
on John the Baptist, which was read again this morning, spoke about how we need to clean our closets, how we need to repent, because the ministry of John the Baptist was that of baptism to repentance. So we need to repent. And as we wait upon our King this morning, the theme that we have to talk on is great expectations. Great expectations. We all have expectations for every season. Not long ago, it was Thanksgiving. We had expectations. We have family visiting, friends visiting from near and far. The occasion that we have at hand and we are all expecting is Christmas. And we all have our own expectations. In JY 23rd, I think 23rd of December is when we are having a JY party. And the kids are expecting. They're just expectant of what is going to happen at the party. In that same way, everyone here have some form of expectation for the season and occasion. Some people are expecting gifts. People are expecting friends and families to come over. But as we do this morning, I just want to just share some pointers with you so that we can align our expectations to the ultimate, to the King that we are expecting. Amen. The Advent, as I spoke about, is what we prepare to welcome Christ into the world. Nukre woman say, Christ has already been into the world. But we set this time and this date, 25th of December, as the birthday of Christ to remind us that our Savior came into the world. He came to die and paid the ransom. He came to bridge that gap, that we would have that everlasting life. He has come 2,000 years ago. But we are just reminding ourselves of this fact. And so we have 25th December set as Christmas Day, where we all share gifts, the lights are out, and we all have fun that the Savior is in the world. There is a second advent that the Bible says that the King who came as a little baby in swaddling cloths is going to come again. He's going to come again for the second time, but this time not to come and die, but to come for his own, to reign forever. That is the second advent. And brothers and sisters, if there is anything at all that we need to align our expectations to, it is the coming of Christ again. He is coming again. He is coming again. And so we learn from what he came to do the first time, and then we position ourselves for the second coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 61, that was read for us, the very first verse, it said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me. We all saw this come to pass in the book of Luke chapter 3 verses 21. John also echoed it. That was read for us. That when John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness, he was actually baptizing. Jesus Christ came. And after he was baptized, Bible says that the heavens opened. And the Spirit of God descended on him in bodily form like a dove and empowered him. Right from there, he went into the wilderness and overcame the devil. And he went into the synagogues in his hometown. The scroll of Isaiah, Emmanuel, like he's always been doing. And he said, this prophecy is fulfilled in your very eyes. How bizarre was that? Last week, Papa Kaski said the ministry of John the Baptist was so weird. They just couldn't think it. They couldn't accept it. The guy was living a weird life in the wilderness. But here comes one who says that a prophecy given over 700 years ago is fulfilled in their very eyes. They couldn't take it. Bible says that they picked him up, intending to cast him down the hill. But Bible says that he walked on and went his way. Hallelujah. Because he was anointed for a purpose. He came for a reason. The very first one that we know from the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 61 is that he has come to preach good tidings to the poor. The good news to the poor. We are talking about great expectations. Christ Jesus is coming with good news. In fact, the songwriter says it is not just good news, but it is the best news ever. Because this news had to do with everlasting life. Look at it this way. This body, one day we are going to be separated. That is what we call death. But your soul never dies. And so the news that is going to preserve your soul forever, that must be the best news ever. It is not just good news. That is the best news ever. Bible says he came to preach this news to the poor. The poor here not signifying the amount of money you have in your account, but the things we lack, the things we are deprived of. Christ Jesus came that we may have it and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 9 verses 13 says that Jesus came for the afflicted, for the sinners, to redeem the sinners, to redeem us from the power and the grips of sin and death. To teach us the kingdom life. See, the paradox of sin is that as you yield to sin, it keeps you in bondage. So you might think you are exercising liberty and your freedom to do whatever you like. But if it is sinful, it keeps you down and it keeps you in bondage. But that is why he came. He came that we may be liberated from the power of sin and death, that we would live forever. That is why he is coming. And so as we prepare to welcome him into the world, this should be an expectation of him, because that is why he is coming. He is coming with everlasting life. He is coming and entering into the world as a baby. But as a baby as he is still God in all forms. As we prepare for the occasion, Christmas Day, this is what Christ is coming with. And as we look forward to the second advent, this is what we do. We live the kingdom life. The life that Christ Jesus came to show us when he was here. He said that he came to bind the brokenhearted, to heal the deepest part of our soul, to take that heart of stone and replace it with the heart of flesh. Jesus brings us freedom. He delivers us from the power of darkness. And so as we celebrate Christmas, you're going to see a lot of lights. The last time I was explaining to my Little ones are JY. And it is not just the beauty of it, as beauty as it looks, beautiful as it looks. It is also signifying something, that a light is coming into the world. That a light is coming into the world. And every works of darkness cannot comprehend it. So if you live in sin, if you live in that bondage of sin, this morning, Christ Jesus is entering. As I said, he has come. We are reminding ourselves of the fact that he came and brought us this liberty. Christ Jesus is the one who has life. He came to comfort all those who mourn. From the prophecy, to console those who mourn in Zion, and to give them beauty for ashes. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 3. A little bit on the ashes. In those days, they placed ashes on themselves when they were mourning and were in deep sorrow. And when they sometimes want to express it to their lowest form, they put on sackcloth. The word that was used here, that Christ Jesus is bringing to replace this sorrow and this sadness, the beauty, is more like a picture of a bride who has been dressed and a crown that is placed on her head. It brings it all together. This is what Christ is coming with. Hallelujah. Bible says that he is coming with a garment of praise instead of despair. The oil of joy instead of mourning. And as he does this for us, we are expected to do something. And that is in the verse 4. He said, we shall rebuild ruins. We shall rise up. We shall raise up the former desolations. We shall build the ruined cities. Jesus has come that would be able to live this life with everlasting life in mind, with life eternal in mind, that we would live the kingdom life here on earth. When we're doing the Bible studies this morning, one of the verses spoke about the exact image of God. That is who we look up to. That is who we look up to and emulate. The exact image of Christ. His teachings. He said he suffered. And so we will go through phases of life that you may go through turbulent times. But he is still God. And even in those times, he's closer to you. This morning, the message is very simple. Christ Jesus, that we celebrate, the hope, peace, love, and joy that we learn about, he's coming again. He's coming again. And that hope will be more glorious. The peace will be eternal. We will bask in his love forever, and the joy will be everlasting. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1 says, Chapter 1, verse 7 says, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. Acts chapter 1, verse 11 says that the same Jesus who was taken up will come back. Revelation chapter 22, verses 20 says, yes, I'm coming soon. If this prophecy was given and came through after 700 years, people of God, our Lord will come again. He's coming again. We need to prepare ourselves for the second advent. And as we learned last week, that the preparation is repentance. To clean our closets of filth. The message is the same. This morning, let's prepare for the King is coming. The King is coming. The verse 11 of the prophecy says that, for as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Hallelujah. It is recorded in the Bible in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 25. One thing that David did, that theologians believe that gave him a lot of victory. You know, David never lost a battle when he was in power. This is what he did. He increased the number of worshipers to 288, having 12 people come in and worship every hour. So for 24 hours, there are 12 people signifying the 12 tribes of Israel worshiping every hour. This morning, the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth out of us. For as Christians, this is how we overcome. This is how we overcome. This is how we overcome. David did it. Worshippers every hour throughout 40 years, and he never lost a battle. 1 Chronicles chapter 25. You can note it and note the families that were involved. This morning, I would want us to just enter into a moment of prayer and worship. That whatever you had an expectation of in the year 2024, we have about 2 more weeks to end the year. May it come to pass. May you touch it. May you see it. May you experience it. Whatever you started this year expecting to see, may it come to pass. May you behold it. May you hold it. May it come into your hands. May it manifest. Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verses 17 to 18. Proverbs, chapter 23, verses 17 to 18. So do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you. And your hope, this hope, will not be cut off. Can I get a King James New Version? King James Version or the New King James? The New King James? Or the King James? We have a promise. And the God who gave us this promise is faithful. He said, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all day long. For surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Hallelujah. If it is your own Bible, you can underline that. That your expectations will not be cut off. Your expectations will not be cut off. As we look forward to our great King, to celebrate Christmas, to enjoy that occasion and the season of lights and sharing and gifts with the backdrop of the love of God, because Christ Jesus came into this world because of the love, the immense love, the love that God has for us to come in here as a human being, go through all the suffering and the pain, the one who had no sin, to bear the reproach of sin. That love at the background, he said that our expectations will not be cut short. And so when that day comes and he shows up in the second advent, it will be glorious. It will be glorious. And the songwriter says that when the glory comes, we wouldn't have enough words. We wouldn't have enough words. We wouldn't have enough words. When the glory comes,
there will be no words to say. Oh,
when the glory comes,
when the glory comes, there will be no words to say.
We say,
oh,
this is holy moment.
This is holy moment when God walks in on us. Every
simple song. Can we all stand and sing? It's a very simple song.
This is holy moment when God walks in on us and every gaze on the Lion and the Lamb.
When the glory
God for this moment. Pray and thank God for this moment. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. He said your expectations shall not be cut off. 2024, we are ending on a good note. We are ending in style. 2024. Father, we thank you for the year 2024. I want you to open your mouth and say, God, your word is true. And so whatever the expectation is, I'm holding it. It is coming. I will not miss it. It shall not be cut off in the name of Jesus. Father, oh God, whatever the expectation, the things that we dream of, the things that we aspire to do, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, may we behold before the year end, may we experience in the name of Jesus, in accordance to your word, as we expect your coming. Oh, And the Spirit is standing up right. May the heavens
open
unto us, Lord.
The word is able to do. The word is able to transform.
May the heavens be open unto us. May the heavens be open unto us. May our expectations not be cut off. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
thank you this morning. Heavenly Father, we behold. We expect you, Lord, for your word is true. You said you're coming. You are coming with rewards. You are coming. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that our expectations shall not be cut off. The words spoken unto us, blessings released unto us for 2024, we shall experience, we shall touch, we shall embrace. That the year 2024, we are ending it in a grand style. We are ending it with hope, with joy, with love. This year, we crown it with your goodness. Thank you this morning, Lord, for this opportunity. For no one comes to you and leaves the same as they came. We give you praise this morning. In Jesus' name, for your visitation. Amen.